Hey, Ben.
All aboard!
Hey, Tanner.
Ew. Hey. Oh, sorry. Have you seen the Polar Express as a kid?
Hey, let's reel it in.
Yeah.
This is the Polar Express.
Oh, my God. Tim Allen. Or Tom Hanks.
Close.
Tom Hanks. Hey, let's cheers.
We got two different types of hot chocolate.
All right. Offered
to pick up hot chocolate today.
Is this where you want to start?
And I'm like, it's going to be so good. I know where I'm getting it from. Tanner, you're going to love it. It's the best hot chocolate around.
He's so rude.
And he's and he's like, I think I'm actually going to get my own hot chocolate from Dunkin'.
Dunkin' hot chocolate is my favorite.
Because he can count the calories. Now, what I said was, in all caps, I said, "Bro, it's hot chocolate." and then he said, okay, in all lowercase, "Please respect my decision." With a smiley face.
It's true. I was like, I gotta count these calories, man. I'm doing so good.
And then when he poured from the Dunkin' cup into his mug, there was a suspiciously small amount of hot chocolate in the cup.
I'm telling
you. To which I asked, did you pre-pour that Dunkin' hot chocolate into a measuring cup pour it back in the cup?
I didn't. That's how much they get. You know what happened to it? Evaporation. Okay.
That makes sense, especially when it's chocolate.
It's hot chocolate. What do you mean when it's chocolate? Anyway.
This is so good.
Can I have a sip?
Yes.
Okay. You want a sip of mine?
No.
You're sick.
I'm not sick.
I heard you cough.
I coughed, but just sit from the other side.
Okay. That is poop water. compared to mine, mine is way more sweet. Taste mine. Go ahead.
He calls it poop water.
Trust me, it is way better.
This looks like asbestos.
What? Way better.
Yours is good. It's different.
Way better. It is. It's like two different chocolates.
I wouldn't say it's better, but it's good.
Mine's way better. Anyway.
This is oat milk. This is an oat milk hot chocolate.
What is wrong with you?
Okay.
What?
Hey, let's talk about something. Tanner.
Is this the beef you wanted to talk about?
Shut your mouth and let me speak.
Whoa.
This is the beef that I have with Tanner this episode.
What the heck?
He has another podcast.
Yes.
Talk Time with Tandrew.
Oh, no.
And he talks about the Whippets on that podcast as well.
Okay.
From what episode was it that we did?
What episode we did it?
Yeah.
School of Rock.
It was School of Rock?
Yeah.
Okay. You can watch the episode and see that Tanner was fully aware of the situation the entire time. He knew what was happening. He knew.
No, I wasn't.
He knew what the Cool Whip was going to do. He knew I explained it to him perfectly. And then I gave him the can. And he knew exactly what it was going to do.
Because I saw you do it.
The way he tells it on the podcast makes it seem like he was totally in the dark the whole time.
I was.
He had no idea what was happening.
I was.
He didn't know that it would make him high when he would take a whippet of it.
I didn't know.
Even though I was very clear right in the beginning.
Right.
And the way you told the story made me seem like the bad guy. And you were just an innocent bystander who didn't know what was going on.
I still don't know what's going on. What do you mean? What do you mean?
You know
I literally
what I mean.
Have never done a whippet before.
The way you, no, I mean, neither have I.
You haven't?
No.
What?
No.
How'd you know about it then?
Because of Jack Black. And the great influence that he is on me.
Okay. I did not tell it that much differently.
You did.
I was very in the dark.
You really did.
You cut out the part in the episode.
You're like, and then he brought out this can, and I'm like, what is that? Is that whipped cream?
You cut out the actual part of the clip. You cut out a big chunk of what happened when we did the whip it. I remember.
Oh, really?
Because I was like, "What are you doing?" I'd like look over. Like, "What are you doing?" And you're like, just like this. No, dude, I was totally in the dark. I've never done one before.
Neither have I. But you're acting like you didn't know what was going on.
I didn't. You never told me. I've never done one. I didn't know what you meant by high.
I don't know about that.
I had a headache.
You didn't know what I meant by high.
I had a headache. I wasn't high.
Have you ever been high? Neither was I.
We've talked about this on TV.
We talked about this. No, I didn't do anything to me either.
This is your beef? This is the weakest beef ever, dude. Jeez.
I came swinging, guys. How was that?
Here's now, okay. You want to know what my beef was?
Yeah, what's your beef?
We haven't even gotten in the movie.
I told him that he can't have beef with me when I have beef with him.
Here's my beef. Ben has a problem with me losing weight, okay? Now, here's the problem. Ben has a problem with my health. He has a problem with my health.
Keep going.
Because I count calories. I'm counting my calories.
You're counting calories.
I'm losing weight. Yeah. Every week is different.
Yeah.
For this show because of the timing. But I'm losing weight. I'm doing what I need to do. And you're over here, bro, it's hot chocolate. Listen. Listen, I'm doing what I need to do for my body. And in fact, you asked me the other day. You asked me the other day, you're like, is this really mentally healthy for you to count your calories? You know what mentally healthy? You know what wasn't mentally healthy? Me what? Being 300 plus pounds.
Yeah, that's true. That's true too.
So I'm gonna pick my argument. I'm gonna pick the good fight.
I was asking you that question. I said, do you think this is mentally healthy for your weight? When I was watching you by your counter counting strands of cheese to put into your bowl because you're like, oh, I need about like 3 more grams of protein today.
I had teaspoons. I had a teaspoon of Parmesan.
I know what I saw. No.
Moral of the story, Ben doesn't support my health. Ben doesn't support my mental health.
Moral of the story, Tanner's completely innocent and I'm the bad guy.
Polar Express. Please get into this movie now.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let's shake on it, okay? So, Polar Express. Now, it was directed by Robert Zemeckis.
Yes.
Great, great director.
Great director.
This movie came out in 2004.
He made your favorite movie, Back to the Future.
He made my favorite movie. Yeah.
You know what else he made?
Yeah.
A lot.
Polar Express. He died, right? I think he died.
I don't think so. No, he just made the new Pinocchio movie.
That was Robert Zemeckis?
Yeah, bro. He's the Tom Hanks is Robert Zemeckis' guy.
Oh, really?
You see a Tom Hanks movie? He made Castaway.
Didn't he make Breakfast Club?
No, that was John Hughes.
He died.
John Hughes is dead.
That's who I was thinking.
Steve Jobs is dead. I'm dead.
Picasso is dead. I just want to look up and see what else he made.
It still blows my mind when I see pictures of Pablo Picasso from like 200 years ago. 200, 300 years ago.
Picasso?
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
I thought he was way older.
I thought the same thing about Helen Keller. You know, she died in like 1968?
Yeah.
Back to the Future, Forrest Gump, Pinocchio, Castaway, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, Polar Express, Back to the Future 2, A Christmas Carol, the Jim Carrey one that you like.
Oh, yeah.
Back to the Future 3, Beowulf.
Beowulf.
He directed The Walk. Did you ever see The Walk where the guy walks between the Twin Towers on a stick?
Yep.
It's based on a true story.
Yep.
Welcome to Morrowind. Oh, you just had this pulled up.
Yeah.
Is that why you...
Yeah.
Oh, he directed Monster House? He directed Monster House. We got to do a director thing for the...
Oh, okay,
finale.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of fun.
That'd be cool.
Dang. And Real Steel. You remember Real Steel?
He with huge jacked man?
Oh my gosh.
Can we stop looking up movies by Robert Zemeckis?
He directed Mom and Mars Needs Moms.
Mars Needs Moms. Yep.
So he's had a couple bad ones.
You can't win them all.
Hey, is your watch on today?
It's dead, but it's on.
Okay. I'll do the timer this time.
All right. Hey, what's the movie rated?
Oh, I didn't say that. G.
Four. What movie were you talking about?
Polar Express.
4. Gabagool.
That.
Never ever Gabagool. That's what they say in the song.
All right, I'm about to go. You ready?
I'm finna about a blast off.
You finna about a blast off. Okay, here we go. 5 minutes. Okay, so the movie opens up. There is this boy. His name is not named. His name is Hero Boy.
Hero Boy.
Never been named. But he wakes up, he's like, it's Christmas Eve night. He's like, hey, I don't know if Santa's real. He's like looking through a magazine. He's going downstairs. His dad's, you know, he has a hat in the back of his hat. He's like, I don't buy this Santa.
He's got a hat in the back of his hat. Yeah.
It's 11:55 PM.
for the majority of the movie.
The whole movie.
The whole movie,
basically.
Five before midnight.
So then he's like, I don't believe in the Santa stuff. So he's about to go to sleep, and then all of a sudden, choo, choo!
Whoa.
This train pulls down a street. Now, there's no train track.
Is there, though?
On the street.
Is there, though? We don't see the street.
Yeah, we do at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so it goes down, and Tom Hanks is like, all aboard!
He's like,
wow. It goes, wow, you coming? And then then he gets on. He's like, okay. So then he meets this girl, now also voiced by Tom Hanks, the black girl.
It's not true.
Her name is Hero Girl. What? And so,
is it really?
Yes. There's no name for these people. And then he's like, so then they stop and they pick up this kid, Billy. He almost doesn't make it on the train.
Mm.
And so then eventually he gets on the train. I have so much more to go through. That should be on a t-shirt too.
I got so much more to go through.
Too much plot.
Too much plot.
So then it's like, oh, I got to give him my ticket. And he's like, Tom Hanks. And then he's like, hey, I need to give this kid some hot chocolate. Oh, there's a hot chocolate dance scene.
Oh, we got it.
Ha, ha.
Yeah, we got it.
Ha, ha.
Move on. I knew this was going to be a bit where you
for
go,
sure.
Hot, hot. And I said the words.
For sure.
But I don't know the words.
For sure. For sure. That's it.
That's the bit.
That's it.
Good job.
That's it. So while the hero girl and Tom Hanks conductor man, they're like, hey, let's go get Billy some hot chocolate. She drops her ticket. So then, he's like, oh, I have to give it back to her. It like flies off. There's this whole sequence where they run through animals and packs of animals, and then it gets back on somehow. And then he's like, I need to give it back. He climbs.
Yeah.
The conductor finds out that the girl, Hero Girl, Mrs. Hero Girl, doesn't have her ticket and has to throw her off the side of the train is what they think.
Oh.
There's an annoying kid named Know-It-All. That's his name.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And so then he goes on
what
top
kind
of train the
train.
He's climbing up the He's going on the train. He meets a hobo. He's having a fire on the train. The hobo and him, they ski down the side to get to this girl, the hero girl, Mrs. Hero Girl. Mrs. New Booty, Mrs. Hero Girl.
Who?
Do you not know that song?
Mrs. New Booty?
Miss New Booty? I'll tell you later.
I don't know.
I'll tell you right after the summer.
Okay.
So then they get down to the engine. She's like, he's like, you're driving a train. And she's like, yeah, look. And then all of a sudden the light goes out. So the engineers are on the front trying to put on the light and then whatever. So something like that. Then they go on the train tracks. There's these caribou there. And then they go around and then they have to hold on to each other. The ghost grabs them. And then they walk through this train where there's a bunch of these dead toys. There's a bunch of these abandoned toys. And then they're going down. They go across. They're trying to find the ice. And he's going back and forth. And Tom Hanks is still here.
I'm following.
And good.
Completely.
Good. Really?
100%.
So then
I'm on board.
They go. Then they're like, hey, North Pole over there. So they go. They're in North Pole town. And
it's still 11:55.
Huh?
You keep checking your watch. It's still 11:55.
It's still 11. Yeah. It's still 11:55 at this point, and it hasn't changed at all. And they think he's late the whole time. He thinks he's like, I'm good. I've never been late this before.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So then they go. They're in there, and then they are about to go meet Santa. It's almost the time for the first gift. And then they went to go on the train. They get lost. The train falls down. The train falls backwards,
what?
And they go through North Pole Town. And then eventually they're
North
like,
Pole
hey,
Town.
They go through this whole series of events or whatever. They land on top of the bag of gifts. And then Santa's like, ho, ho, ho. And the kid, he can't hear the bell because he doesn't fully believe. It isn't until he sees Santa that he believes. And then he's like, oh, I want to give him the first gift. So he gives him the bell. He loses the bell in Santa's sleigh. They get back on the train. He realizes the mistake. He makes friends with Billy, which is the lonely kid. His name is Billy the Lonely Boy. Billy has never had a good Christmas until he gets home. He now has a good Christmas. And then he gets home. He's like, I don't know if I believe it. He wakes up the next morning. Sarah, his sister Sarah, is like, hey, there's one more gift. He pulls it out. It's the bell. And the parents can't hear the bell. And so he grew up believing in Santa. 1 second left.
Really?
That was it. Yeah.
I don't think you took one breath.
I was rushing.
I think you took one breath of air.
I had plenty of time, but not enough.
Good job, man.
Okay, so Miss New Booty. Now,
who's Miss New? She's a 12-year-old.
No, it's a song.
She's a 12-year-old girl.
This is a song. Miss New Booty is a song.
How does the song go?
I found you, Miss New Booty. Get it together to bring it back to me. You don't know the song?
I don't think so.
Play it.
Afterwards, yeah. We'll play it afterwards.
I'll play it afterwards. Yeah, copyright.
Interesting.
Yeah, man. Fun facts. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay, the film is listed in the 2006 Guinness Book of World Records as the first all-digital capture film where all acted parts were done in digital camera.
Mm. Okay. The first one.
First one.
I'm surprised I haven't heard that before.
Yeah, right?
That's pretty cool.
We have a lot of firsts on the show. You ever know that?
We do have a lot of firsts. We had our first kiss together on the show just the other day.
I can't. Okay. My lips are still chapped. You know whose lips are always chapped?
Andrew Morales.
Hey, shout out to Matt Fulton, though. Are your lips always chapped?
They could be.
We've been shouting you out for two seasons. I don't even know if you're still here.
He's still here.
In the North Pole City.
I just invited him to my wedding.
Bro, did we talk about your wedding?
We did.
No, we didn't.
We talked about my engagement, yeah.
When?
After it happened.
Was it Jingle All the Way?
No,
we didn't. Bro, if we didn't, I mean, we'll find out when we're... Ben got engaged.
Woo!
Ben got engaged.
I'm getting married. That's all I got.
Now he can charge his watch.
I haven't charged my watch yet, actually, so that probably means that I'm not ready to get married.
You're not married yet?
Am I not ready yet because my watch isn't charged?
I mean, hey.
I mean, I said it, not you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. In the North Pole City communications room, an elf describing a bad little boy in New Jersey named Steven, who was terrorized, or describes a little boy named Steven in New Jersey who's terrorizing his two little sisters. This line is a nod to Robert Zemeckis' friend and mentor, Steven Spielberg.
Ooh.
Spielberg grew up in New Jersey and has admitted many times that he frequently terrorized his two younger sisters.
Okay.
That was pretty cool.
Interesting.
Before Hero Boy boards the Polar Express, the clock says 11:55. The time doesn't change until the first gift of Christmas is given near the end of the film.
Who plays Hero Boy? And here's why I ask. Because okay. I Google it, and it gives me two answers. It gives me three answers, actually.
Yep.
It says Josh Hutcherson.
Yep.
It says the boy from Spy Kids.
Daryl Sharaba.
And then it says Tom Hanks did a lot of the, like, physical body, like, face work for the kid.
Yeah.
But Josh and the Spy Kids kid, how come they're both credited?
Daryl, Spy Kids kid, is the voice.
Okay.
Tom Hanks is also the adult him. He's the narrator.
Mm-hmm.
You never see him as an adult in the movie. And then I think Josh Hutcherson is the body and working, the body movements. And then Tom Hanks does the facial expressions. That's what I'm.
That's so much.
It is so much just for one character who doesn't even have a freaking name.
I mean, I guess it's the main character, so it makes sense.
And so, think about this real quick. I mean, I don't have this as a fact, but Tom Hanks voiced Santa, the kid as a grown up,
mm-hmm.
the kid's dad, the conductor, the little black girl,
the hobo, narrator.
I already said the narrator. Yeah.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Well, he plays six characters.
Oh, and
his dad, the boy's dad.
No, the Muppet or puppet that was talking to him.
Yeah.
But that was actually the hobo.
That was the hobo, okay, though, because I saw that, too.
He does five voice works. This is a Tom Hanks movie.
That is a Tom Hanks movie.
It's America's favorite actor.
He's the train.
Hmm?
He is the Polar Express.
He's the train.
He's the caribou. All
caribou?
Looks like 100,000 of them. It's going to take hours to get this cleared up.
Okay. When the engineer and the fireman are trying to grab the pin necessary for the train's throttle, a working flux capacitor is visible in the background. It's a reference to the Back to the Future, which mean Polar Express is a functioning time machine. There's a little flux capacitor in the back. Did you see it or no?
No, but that makes a lot of sense.
Dude,
that's cool.
I noticed. I read the fact and then watched the movie. I'm like, there it is. I'm like, that is so cool.
I dig it. Oh, confirmed. Man, time
so
machine.
Cool. That's my favorite movie.
I got a question about the movie.
Yeah, what's up?
So
I have a question as well.
The big thing is that, you know, it's about him believing.
Yeah.
Right? His parents don't believe.
Right.
I never understood that as a kid.
What are you talking about?
If the parents don't believe in Santa Claus, then how do they think that all of those presents got under the tree?
I mean,
it makes no sense.
I get it, but
it makes no sense. He got the
kids.
He got the bell. Who do they think gave him the bell?
The mom.
But it was like the dad was like, "Was it you? No. Was it you? No."
I don't get it. I don't get it either.
That makes no sense.
It doesn't have to explain because this is a kid's. This is rated G. This is rated G. This isn't for
It shouldn't
us.
Be.
This isn't for people
it shouldn't
who
be.
C-rated R movies.
There's Ebenezer Scrooge in it. It's terrifying. That scene scared me as a kid a lot.
Yeah, that part was scary. My question for the movie is, actually, let me read this fact, and then now I'll start it off right there.
All
right. Okay. Last fact. A musical theme heard throughout the movie is nearly identical to that heard in Elf.
I knew it.
Dude, when I was a kid, I always had that theme in my head around 2004, 2003.
It sounded like Elf, and I knew it sounded like Elf.
Exactly. Yeah, it's the same four keys in the beginning, and then it changes after like the second half of it. I was like, dang, what the heck? I mean, I guess that was the Christmas theme that year.
I guess so.
Because I think Elf came out.
They didn't come out in
2003?
Did they come out in the same year?
This is 2004.
Oh, okay.
So a year
close.
After. Yeah.
Yeah, dang, dude. Back-to-back some Christmas classics.
Yep. Okay, so we're in then and now. Let me just start off the prompt with saying, do you think that the animation of this is creepy? It's notorious for people being back and forth on it.
I don't think it's creepy.
Okay.
I don't think it's creepy.
You don't think it's good?
But there's a lot about it that makes me upset or just like irritated, like irked.
Okay.
Just with how things look.
Gotcha.
But I guess while I'm talking about it, my attachment to this movie, it was never one of my favorites. It was never one I would like go out of my way to watch every Christmas. Like this wasn't a annual Christmas watch for me. Okay. And I always thought it was so long. I was surprised now to realize it was like, it's only an hour and a half.
100 minutes.
Yeah. It's like right there. So, but I find memories of it. It didn't make sense to me as a kid. A lot of like the things that happened, like they lose the ticket a lot. And just like when I was a kid, I was confused. Like, wait, do they have the ticket? Whose ticket is it? Why is he going on the roof? I remember there's a lot of stuff that like happens over and over again. Yep. And as a kid, that was very confusing to me.
Yeah.
But I loved the North Pole stuff. I loved, I loved when the elves were like the night of Christmas Eve, looking through all of the naughty nice kids, and the kids like, I didn't do it.
That part's ingrained in my head forever.
Ever. And like, it's live action people though on the screen, but everything else is animated.
Yeah, I thought that was weird. A weird choice.
I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, this movie as a kid freaked me out a lot.
Yeah.
Just the thought of like being on a train at night, not knowing where I'm going, my parents not being there. Dude, I watched this when I was young.
I mean,
these
were four when it came out.
Real fears I had.
Okay.
I think maybe that's why I didn't revisit it so much, because it really freaked me out.
Okay.
But it wasn't the animation, which is what a lot of people go to.
Right.
With the story. It was just what happened in the story. And
Okay.
The situation of it all.
Yeah.
Freaked me out.
Okay.
Yeah. That's my then. My now, I enjoyed watching it a lot again, and still kind of like feeling those fears I had when I was a kid. Like, oh yeah, I remember when I was afraid of this and like why I was. Made a lot more sense to me now. The hot chocolate looked weird.
It did look weird.
They didn't have liquids down
no.
quite yet. It looked like it was muddy and chunky
down
and
either.
Thick. Yeah, I mean, it looked like Tom Hanks.
Well, I'm talking about the waiters, too, in that scene.
Oh, they all had the same face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were like Sims characters. they all looked like Sims characters.
Little bit.
Yeah.
Little bit. I mean, I like Sims.
Sure.
Can you speak Sims? Can you speak the Sim language?
Here's my impression of a Sim.
Yep. Yeah, that's pretty good. Did you ever play Sims when you were a kid? My sister did. Like, try to find out how to get rid of, like, the sensor bar when they went to the bathroom or something like that?
I tried to kill him.
Whoa! Like, put him in
a sensor bar in the bathroom?
like put him in a swimming pool and take out all the ladders.
Andrew's or Andrew. Ben's inappropriate.
No, I never played it. My friend would play it.
Oh, okay. Oh, the classic. Oh, hey, oh, I'm not asking. Okay, this isn't about me. I'm asking for a friend.
Here we go. No, my friend got me interested. He's like, bro, do you know that they can go to the bathroom, but there's a hack to take off the sensor bar when they go in the shower? I'm like,
what?
That's weird.
Yeah. Why would you try?
He tried. He never succeeded, though.
Bro, that's pretty disgusting.
It's pretty disgusting.
I hope that guy still isn't your friend. Is it Matt Fulton? Or is it the same guy that said Meinholz?
It's neither.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my now. What about you?
I can't talk about my now until I talk about my then.
Yeah.
You always say that.
Well, when I say what about yours, you know what I mean.
My then was, I remember this was like the movie that like, for some reason, like every time we had like Christmas break, and it was like, you know, like the last day of school before Christmas break, and all the teachers would whip on a movie. This would always be the one that they put on. Mm. So I've seen this movie a lot because of that. But I don't remember if I saw it in theaters or not. I remember I did watch it around the time it came out, and I remember I was thinking, I'm like, oh, it's like inspired by the book. The book's very different.
Never read the book.
Yeah. I heard it's very different.
Is it a long book?
Or
is it like a picture book?
I think it's a picture book.
Oh, okay.
If I remember correctly. But the kid had his real name in that.
Do you know what it is?
It's the author. Chris Van Allsburg, I think his name is.
Oh.
Little
Chris.
Little Chrissy.
Little Chrissy.
Chrissy Chaos.
Chrissy, wake up. Don't go on the Polar Express.
So.
Oh, Lord!
Okay. So. That derailed my train of thought. Holy cow. Okay, so, but I was never really creeped out. I was a little spooked by the Scrooge part.
Mm.
But other than that, I was also very confused, like what you were saying about like the ticket thing.
Yeah.
And I think I was always like thrown off. I still am today. I'm very thrown off by the one weird montage of the ticket getting lost in the snow and the pack of wolves and the bird. Like that part was like, this is very disconnected from the movie, but I think it was because they were trying to show off what they could do with this kind of animation.
That's a good point. I like that scene a lot, even though I had the same exact thing.
I was like,
I'm just like, this doesn't, I'm confused.
Yeah.
I'm confused how this, yeah, but it looks cool. So
they spent more time on the chasing of the
time on the choking bird than they did on the whole rest of the kid's train.
Name. The kid's name. The kid don't have a name.
They're like, we don't have the budget to give this kid a name, but you make that bird choke on that ticket.
Right. So I always thought that part was weird. And I always thought the same thing about like how I'm like, wait, when does it get lost or whatever like that? There was like so much that happened before they got to the North Pole crammed in together. Yeah. I'm like, man, like, because think about it, like, get on the train. They have to, these kids want to stop the train every 5 minutes.
They're trying to. If I was the conductor, I'd be upset too.
I get that, but I'm like, dang, like, his whole, like, safe place is like, I'll just stop the train again. He said that like 3 times. So, but anyway, it was very much like, get on the train, stop the kid, oh, the ticket. Okay, it's gone. Oh, it's back. Oh, now I have to climb atop. Oh, and I have to go to the engine. Oh, now there's a bunch of caribou. Oh, now I have to stop the sliding ice. Now we're in the North Pole. Like, there was so much that happened all in that time period. I was like, I don't get time to breathe. I don't even know these characters.
And the kids are just fine in the back of the train. Like, they were submerged underwater.
Yeah.
And then they just go back there, and the kids are like, what happened?
What happened?
What happened up there?
What happened up there? I guess that kind of bled into my now. But my then was like, I liked it. I didn't mind it. But my now is that like, I do like it. I just think it's a strange Christmas movie. It's there's a lot of good themes in it. Like, I don't know. I like the whole idea of like the kid had to believe to like hear the bell and stuff. And then he met Santa, and he was the one that got so lucky as to meet him. And his whole thing is like an allegory for like, is it a dream? Is it not? Like, I like that whole concept too of like, did this actually happen? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. My mom said that the Christmas this movie came out, everybody got silver bells.
Oh, really?
Which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Just thought that was funny. But they're like, they're all broken. Like, none of them actually work.
Like, you kids don't believe.
Nobody believes.
But I didn't mind the movie. I just thought it was a little different. Mm-hmm. But I think it was like a couple years ago. I was like, man, like I like, this is like a staple now for me to watch every year. Like the Polar Express. It is. And okay. I think it's just because I always watched it. And like, again, it's not my favorite Christmas movie, but I'm like, this is a good movie. I like watching this around the holidays because, and the Josh Groban song, dude.
It's my Josh Groban impression.
That was really good.
Thanks, man. So. My mom always said that if she didn't marry my dad, she would have married Josh Groban. So,
did you see the episode of The Office where Josh Groban is Dwight's brother?
Oh, I saw The Office so long ago.
Oh, okay.
Were you like, mean? You mean the little guy that would run around the farm?
No, that's his cousin.
That's Mo.
That's
Mose.
I don't remember. No, there was an episode where they had a wedding. It was a wedding or something they went to, okay. And the brother and sister were there. They were going to do a spinoff show with that. They were going to see if it worked.
Oh, Shroot Farms? I did hear that.
Yep. But anyway, that's my then and now. So let's get on some quotes.
Yes.
Okay, not a lot of quotes in this movie, but I tried to pick out whatever. The amount of times I wish I could go back. We should make it a drinking game. Mm. Even though we don't excessively drink. But
a hot chocolate drink.
A hot chocolate drink.
Mm-hmm.
Hot chocolate coma. I'd have to count all the calories for it, though. But
you anyway, would.
Anyway, the amount of times that this conductor says tickets.
Tickets?
So many times. The next quote.
Hot chocolate! That's what you wrote?
Yeah, I wrote down hot chocolate, all caps.
That's good. It's in the movie.
The next one was a conversational one that I wrote down. It was when the kid got on top of the train and he meets the hobo. He's like, is there something I could do for you? And he's like, I'm looking for a girl. He starts laughing. He goes, yeah. Ain't we all?
Ain't we all, kid?
That was probably my favorite line.
The hobo is my favorite part of the movie.
For sure.
He's great.
Every like line he said had so much like it wasn't like he could have just said, we need to get to the bottom of the train, but he like said, we need to ride them knuckles or whatever. We need to like go down and
jump over the knuckles.
Grab my mud stick, you know.
He's like, do you believe in ghosts?
He's like, interesting. Yeah, it was probably the best part. Next one is the kid. I think the rest of these are from the annoying kid, the know-it-all.
Oh, the know-it-all kid?
It was 5 minutes to midnight 4 minutes ago.
Yeah.
The next one is,
I found a bunch of stinky underwear.
All I had was one present. All I had was some stupid underwear.
Yep.
And the last one is, we got plenty of time. We got nothing but time. We got time to kill.
Was that one of the elves?
No, that was him. That was a know-it-all
kid.
When
did he say that? When did he say he was going to kill somebody? If there's somebody on the train who would kill somebody,
it wasn't on the train.
It would be when they
were in Santa Sac.
Excuse me?
Santa Sac.
Of toys. Yep.
Ben's inappropriate.
I'm just responding to how you phrased that. just
sorry.
Yeah, right. I guess if there were to be I said know-it-all, but now I'm trying to think, like, which one of those kids would grow up to be a killer?
Billy.
You think Billy?
For sure.
Why? I mean, he's quiet?
Well, his name in the movie is technically Billy the Lonely Boy.
It's always the lonely ones.
Billy the Lonely Boy. Yeah, that kid's going to turn into a real-life Jeff Dahmer. All right, traumatizing skill. One. One for me.
Mm.
Actually, 1.5. One for the Scrooge part that creeped me out as a kid. And I think the half is for the animation. I'm not creeped out by it, but I'm very like, this. There's never been a movie that has used the same animation, I don't think. Have you? Do you know any?
Yeah, Mars Needs Moms.
It was the same thing?
Same animation. They just did it better.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
There's a couple movies with this animation style.
I thought that was more like Onward. Like,
no.
It's
no,
not? Okay,
no.
Well, I never saw it, but I knew that it was a cartoonish, but I thought it was always the Onward one.
Yeah, I mean, Beowulf 2 is kind of real-ish.
Okay.
But.
What's your traumatizing skill?
I'm going to give it a 2.5.
What for?
For the reasons I said before. Like, there were things about this story and about how things happened and where things happened that just made me not want to watch the movie as a kid. Like, it freaked me out.
Feels like you can get whiplash in this movie, being like, so much stuff is happening all the time.
A little
like,
bit.
Like, oh my gosh, what?
A little bit.
But I liked it. It was very Christmas themed.
Yeah, I actually had a hard time. Maybe you can speak to this too. I had a hard time discerning what was the movie making me kind of confused and agitated versus what was the emotions I had from being a kid and being nervous of this movie that was leaning towards, like, making me agitated and nervous about the movie.
Say that again?
Watching it now.
Okay.
I don't know whether it was the movie that was making me agitated or if it was...
From the past.
From the past, why I was agitated.
Okay. Probably, I would honestly say the past. Or maybe it was just the way that everything happened, because I don't think it's a very... It's not a, like... A to B plot at all. It's Mm-mm. very like a, it's everywhere. Like it, and I think that kind of throws off the movie. It's kind of like what we talked about in Jingle All the Way. I was like, it was an A to B movie, but then at the end, it's like so much stuff is happening all at once. Like for the last fight scene, I'm like,
I guess it's kind of opposite in that way. Maybe the Polar I think the Polar Express feels like the last part of Jingle All the Way.
It's just so random. It feels like that this Christmas play I just went to.
Oh, the freaking... Okay. Oh, we'll get to that. Sorry. Okay. The kid's freaking pockets also made me so mad all the time that his pockets were ripped and he kept putting stuff in them.
Yeah.
He kept putting stuff in his pockets like, the whole movie. And I'm like, you though, don't dude. Have pockets. That's you have holes in your pockets.
They're kids. How old do you think these kids are? Billy, I think, is a couple years younger than the main two. Right. Yeah.
I think like 12, 11 or 12.
Probably 11 or 12.
Yeah.
Billy's
what are you saying, though?
Probably like 9.
Christmas show?
Oh, yeah. Me and Julian went to a Christmas play. Mm-hmm. Or like a Christmas play performance thing, if you will.
Mm.
The whole movie.
I will.
It, so that performance was very much like this movie. No. I mean, kind of. Okay. sorry. The whole performance was about these people are stuck in an airport.
Mm-hmm.
And... They're like they have all these problems. Like some people are just very like impatient. But the whole thing was like there's problems. There's like married couple that's arguing or whatever. This girl wants to make a friend, she can't or whatever. This guy who's trying to like figure out what he wants to do with his life or whatever. Just different storylines or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then obviously at the end they're like all of them are kind of like tied together or whatever. Like the couple's back together. But it's just what happens in the middle. That's super weird because there's this like TSA agent. There and this random girl who's trying to leave and they run into each other. They're like, oh my gosh, it's you. Remember the class of grad? Oh my gosh. You remember the class of 1989? And then all of a sudden, like transition shot, it's the class of 1989 for some reason. And they have a dance going on and they're just throwing back all the 80s songs. And it's like
80s Christmas songs.
Yeah. And then for some reason, right after that, there is a Grinch just dancing the Thriller.
I did see that. You showed me that clip. That's confusing.
It's very weird. And there's
and
a
what was it called?
What? The show?
The show?
Homeward Bound. Now, Homeward Bound
is
about three dogs. Or two dogs and a cat.
Two dogs and a cat.
They lost.
And it's a great movie.
Get this, though. Here's the best part.
Okay.
This performance, we went to the same. It was at a church. Oh, and there's a message at the end. They tie in Jesus
really?
In this.
Oh, man. I mean, good.
But it was just very like.
How long after the Grinch dancing to Thriller did they decide to, like, put the pastor up on stage?
Oh, like 30 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a fair amount of time.
It was very weird. It was very weird. But get this. Here's the best part. We went to this performance last year. Like, the same church was doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Same exact one from last year. They did the same performance.
Bro, if I knew the Grinch was coming, I'd be ready.
It was weird, man. All right. Rotten Tomatoes.
Yes, sir.
What do you think it is?
It's low. I looked it up.
Okay.
Because I'm a bad boy. I'm on the naughty list. Isn't it like 59?
56.
56? Okay.
Even worse. What do you think? What's your Rotten Tomato? This beat is my recital.
Out of 10 hot chocolates, I'll give it 6 hots.
6 hots?
6 out of 10 hots.
I was also going to say 6 out of 10 hots, but I'm going to give this a 61.
61?
Yeah, I just went one up.
So it's like that little, just a little tip of the H for the next hot?
It was because they had hot chocolate in the movie that's a 61. If it was no hot chocolate, 60.
Okay. Well, I would say 61 too now. I would say 61 also.
We agree.
We agree.
Good. next week's movie is...
Is it Elf?
No, it's not Elf. Well, there's our Christmas movie for you.
Is it?
Elf
is
in 2 weeks.
Is it
guys.
Santa Claus?
It's the Santa Claus.
It's the Santa Claus.
Featuring Tim Allen.
I'm excited for the Santa Claus. I'm not excited
for
Elf.
Have you heard
Elf.
The backlash about the show?
Mm-mm.
The Santa Clauses?
No.
Show?
We should talk about it then.
For sure. Well, we need to watch it too.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it yet.
The TV show?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
We can watch the movie. I'm not going to watch a whole show. By next week.
How are we supposed to talk about something we haven't seen?
I'm talking about the movie, bro. I'll watch the movie. I'm not going to watch the show.
How are we going to talk about the show?
You were just going to say something about the show.
Why?
You were just going to say something about
the
show.
I was just saying it was controversial. That's all I know.
You don't know about what?
No, because I haven't seen the show.
I thought you were about to say something.
No. Okay. I just heard Tim Allen's getting a lot of backlash from it.
Well, I bet he is.
And it's a bummer because he had to take a role in 1994 for this movie. Anyway. Yeah, man. Why don't you plug away for us?
Tanner, plug away for us.
All right. Hey, guys. You can follow me and me only at Tanner Reckledge. Soon to be at Tanner Joseph if the guy will message me back. You can also follow Talk Time with Tandrew. We're posting new episodes now.
Woo!
Check it out. Ben's getting angry at him. And
Woo!
You can check out
Real.in.podcast.
Don't forget that part.
Real.in.podcast.
So, yeah, man.
I got a train to catch.
Oh, I really quick wanted to tell you something.
Yeah.
Keep it real.